All right, everyone, say good morning. Let's continue. So we are picking up in Meretz Hashem in Perek Chof Gimel of Mesilas Yesharim. So remember, again, we're in the middle of the Midah of Anava, the Midah of Humility. And specifically, what we're talking about over here is, or I should say, are the factors that ultimately detract and that take away, that prevent the person from acquiring this particular Midah. So we left off, again, if you're following in the red edition, we left off on page Resh Mem, about six lines up from the bottom. So the Ramchal writes, Va'al ha'kol yisboni tamid, lahakir chulshas ha'sechal ha'anoshi, v'rov ta'ayosav u'chizavar. Well, this is a very profound statement. Ramchal says, one of the most important things, however, is to remember the weakness of human intellect, the majority, the times in which it's mistaken, and the way in which it tries to ensnare man in making mistakes. Sheyos, we'll explain what this means in just a moment. Sheyoser karov lo tomidatos mehayidia ha'amitis. Because very often, if we simply rely on our intellect, we will more often make mistakes than actually arrive at the truth. Alkin yiyara tamid misakonazos. Therefore, again, a person should go ahead and always be fearful of this danger. V'yivakish lilmod tamid mikol adam v'lishmoa tamid la'itza. Therefore, a person has to strive, has to endeavor to always learn from every person, to learn eitza, to always seek out good life strategies from smart people. Pen yikasha, lest the person stumble. Well, see, what does Ramchal mean over here? This is an incredible yisod. One of the things, one of the greatest pitfalls that we encounter as human beings, and this is lav dafka, a Jewish pitfall, this is in general, a general pitfall, is that we think we know everything. We think we know everything. Hey, mamish, I've got this, right? I've got this. I can handle this situation. I know what to do. I know how to navigate it. Now understand, is it not working? All of this comes as a result. All of this comes as a result, ultimately, comes from a place. The Ribbono Shel Olam created us in such a way that he wants us to be autonomous. He wants us, ultimately, as this is the Kivshuha, he wants us to not only populate the world, but to subdue it. And as such, man has a desire to own every process, to conquer every process, to be right in every process. And by definition, that creates a certain feeling as if he knows everything. Now, sometimes we know things, but Ramchal is pointing out is, more often than not, we don't know everything. And sometimes a person thinks that they're in the know with everything, they make certain decisions, those decisions are false and uninformed, and a person gets himself into a lot of trouble. So the Ramchal says that one of the important steps in acquiring and cultivating a midah of humility is to recognize, I don't know everything. But say, this is the yisod, ultimately, of Aseh l'charav, k'nei l'chachaver. But say, everybody needs a Rebbe, everybody needs a teacher, everybody needs a mentor. It's interesting. And same thing, everybody needs a friend. Because, you know, it's interesting, a good friend, you know, we use the word friend very loosely in today's day and age. Often we use the word, you know, acquaintance and friend are often used synonymously. What's the definition of a real friend? How do you know if somebody's a real friend? A real friend is someone who's going to tell you when you're really doing something that's not right. You know, sometimes you see this all the time where, you know, we'll call him Reuven, is doing something that's not right. And what happens? No one wants to say anything, right? And often it's interesting to hear that the phrase you hear is, you know, I don't want to ruin the friendship. You don't want to ruin the friendship. If you see someone doing something wrong and you're not willing to say anything, then there is no friendship. Maybe, you know, I don't want to ruin the acquaintance. I don't want to ruin, you know, neighborly relations, whatever it is. But that's not friendship. So that's the Ramchal is saying over here. That lemais at the end of the day, a person has to realize that on their own, they may be making many mistakes. Therefore, a person always has to seek out the counsel of someone who is wiser, someone who is greater. But it's amazing. This is why Chazal say, who is a wise person? Halomed mikol adam. Ultimately, one who is willing to learn from every person. Well, say, if you think about that, you know, we're very familiar with this Mishnah. See, I'll fix it in just a moment. You can, don't worry about it. I'll fix it before that filming. So again, Chazal say, who is the one who is wise? One who is able to learn from every individual. We'll say, if you think about this, again, we're familiar with this Mishnah. So for us, you know, it loses a little bit of its impact. But if you think about this, out of all the things Chazal could have said, who is wise? I don't know, someone who learns X. Who is wise? Someone who does Ches. No, who is wise? Someone who is willing to learn from every single person. Why, Rabbi? Because you understand now what that means? when you're, if I'm willing to learn from every single person, so there's two parts to this. Not only is there the wisdom that I will acquire from someone else, but if I'm the person who's receptive to learning from others, what is that, what am I saying about myself? What am I saying? I don't know everything. I don't know everything. To live life with a yediya where you know that you don't know is an incredible thing. Because so often in life, we live life thinking that we know everything, even when we don't know a lot of stuff. And that's how we get ourselves into trouble. You know, the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, I mentioned this before. Not just when we learn Shabbos, I mentioned this on other occasions. The Gemara says something amazing. The Gemara says, Lamad Lashoncha Lomar Eini Yodea. Person has to teach their tongue to say, I don't know. Such an intriguing lashon. Teach your tongue to say, I don't know. Elamai, what a chazal saying. Because to say those words, I don't know, is so unnatural. I just want to say, I know. Of course I know. To teach my tongue to say, I don't know, it's pashut like in avoda. But that's what he's saying. Wait, who's a chacham? Not only someone who acquires knowledge from every single person, but someone who recognizes, I don't know everything. And again, I will say, here's the amazing part. That's actually not a chisaron. It's not a deficiency in a person if a person says, I don't know everything. No one knows everything except the Ribono Shel Olam. I'm sorry?
Rashi brings a few times I learned.
Right, correct. Rashi, even Rashi HaKadosh brings down the idea sometimes that I don't know. Right? Rashi, actually, you know, one of the places where Rashi brings this down is actually amazing. When Rashi's trying to describe the Eifod in Parashas Tetzaveh, the Eifod of the coin, I don't know if it's from the coin Godel. Think by the coin. So he says, Eini Yodea Mazeh, but he says, V'libi Omerli. My heart tells me, and he says, it's like the apron that the women wore in France. So just interesting. So, you know, this yisod, that you don't have to know everything. You just have to be able to acknowledge that you don't know. Let's just read one more line, because we're going to get a few minutes head start on the daf. Ach mafsidi hamida hazos. But I will say, so far now we've discussed, again, what you need to have, which midos you need to have in order to become humble. One of the things, says Ramchal, that detracts from humility is Hu haribui v'hasviya b'tovos ha'olam hazeh. We'll say, if a person becomes too steeped in earthly pleasure, becoming too steeped in earthly pleasure ultimately goes out and takes away from one's ability to find real humility. Uke'inyin ha'kosov she'befeirush omer pentochal v'savata v'ram livavecha. As the Pasuk explicitly says, you will eat, you will be sated, and your heart literally will become high, which is a reference to arrogance. Alkein matzu lahem ha'chasidim tov lihios ha'adam ma'anet nafsho l'famim. I will say now, this is actually very interesting. Therefore, the Ramchal writes that the Chassid and the pious ones have found that it is good for one to afflict one's soul at intervals. Leman hashpil yitzur hagayva asher enenu miskaber elamito charibui. In order that a person will bring down his sense of arrogance that only is amplified through a sense of overindulgence in earthly pleasure. Kiukeinyan sha'amru zichorno levracha, as Chazal said, and with this will stop. Ein ari noheim mitoch kupa shel tevin, ela mitoch kupa shel basar. This is an amazing statement. The lion doesn't roar after eating from a basket of straw. He only roars after eating from a basket of meat, especially if he was here last night. Right? So what does that mean? What that means is at the end of the day, it's overindulgence in the material world represents what? Represents an overemphasis on the self. And as we just saw, whenever there's an overemphasis on the self, that by definition paves the way for arrogance. So this, what Ramchal is bringing up over here, is a very interesting topic that's dealt with differently by many different sources, which is the notion of self-affliction. So for example, before the Baal Shem Tov, the notion of self-affliction was a big thing, right? Rolling around in the snow, being tovel in the ice water, all this kind of stuff in order, like self-flagellating behaviors.
Yes.
Good, thank you. Not like the lions, which which I have to apologize to the Shia for that yesterday. I was wrong. Hey, that was so the idea over here is when the Baal Shem Tov came, the Baal Shem Tov was very much against those things. Right? The Baal Shem Tov says, you know, the Baal Shem Tov used to say to Hasidim who he saw were engaging in stable behaviors, he said, you committed the Avera, why do you have to keep on punishing your body? As, I mean, this notion. So again, what Ramchal is talking is a middle ground. And the middle ground is one doesn't necessarily have to engage in self-punishing acts. But there is the notion of not giving in to every pleasure, even if it's a permitted pleasure. Meaning this is not an issue of going ahead and engaging in something that's wrong or that's prohibited. That goes without saying. This is more like the concept of Kedoshim Tiyu. The concept of Kedoshim Tiyu is, remember, Kadesh is Atzcha Mashem Mutolach, that ultimately there are things that are permitted, but just because something is permitted does not automatically mean you should do it. And again, in addition to Kedusha, what that also does is it makes sure a person remains focused. Life is not about me. Life is not about my pleasure. And if life is not about my pleasure, then by definition, that takes away the ability to, that takes away the danger of Gaiva, which ultimately amplifies one's innate humility. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up the Mirza Shem with this Yisod tomorrow.